And of course that was another great thing in those days, was the drama festival. And I mean, you couldn't even get, it was difficult even to get on the waiting list for a season ticket. It was so popular. But of course there was no television and that sort of thing in those days, and people made their own did a lot of amateur drama, and there was the ICI company and the drama drama club and folk players and the Thalians. There were lots of amateur different groups. And
when would the drama festival take place then?
Well, it always took place, as it still does, the first full week of June. And somehow in those early days, the weather always seemed to be nice. And it was in the Embassy Theatre, looking across, just near where the fountain is now, on the other. And in the interval between the plays, people used to dress up in evening dress in those days, and you'd see them walking up and down the grass in the intervals. It was great fun. Sadly now I think they find difficulty in getting enough people to attend. It's in Campus West. I've only just in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, felt I couldn't go any longer. I loved the drama festival.
So what other pastimes did you have? You obviously like drama.
Yes. Well, we played tennis and...
would that be at Delcott?
Yes, I played at Delcott, and then at Parkway too. And there was a club where just at the back of Termordale. Well, Termordale didn't exist in those days. The Parkway Club was just there. And then, of course, there was Hampside Playing Field, and we used to play, sort of there. Just with a ball and kick a ball and that sort of thing. And the church went in for cricket matches against the Free Church, and then we'd have tennis matches between the young people and the deacons of the church and that sort of thing. There was a lot of sport. And I'm a non-honorary member of the Women's Luncheon Club in the Garden City. Yes, I was invited. In those days you had to be invited to join, and I was invited about 1955 to join the Luncheon Club. And that, although it was called the Luncheon Club, we in actual fact don't have a proper lunch like the Rotarians do. We just had a roll and butter and a bit of cheese and perhaps a banana or an apple and coffee. And we met originally in the Masonic Suite in above the stores, the old Welland stores. And we've moved around a bit, and now we're in Campus West, but it still meets at lunchtime. But the main thing is the speaker. You have a good talk, and at that stage, it's interesting because the people who were in the Luncheon Club were all reasonably young, you know, there'd be 30s, 40s, 50s, well, there'd be 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s women. And your criterion for being asked to join was that you'd done some public work in the Garden City or, you know, contributed in some way to the Garden City. But nowadays, of course, it's all retired people mainly. because you know, so many more women are out of work during the day.
So, did they have a particular number of ladies?
Well, yes, it was limited to 80. Now it's quite a struggle to bring it up to that number. I think we're a little bit down for, you know, probably in the 70s somewhere.
And are there any particularly memorable talks that you've heard?
Very interesting talks we've had, yes. It's difficult. I mean, over the years there have been so many to talk. But, I mean, the sort of people who were in it when I joined were Dr. Miles Smith, Mrs. Osborne, as she then was, Lady Osborne later, Mrs. Celia Rice, Mrs. Hearn, who else? Lady Angwin, who lived in Gessens Road. Oh, Mrs. Nicol, who was an MP, her husband was the headmaster at Handside, and then he became the first headmaster of the grammar school when it became. She was an MP for very many years, a Labour MP, Mrs. Muriel Nicol. And there were all sorts of interesting people like that who had been pioneers in the Garden City. And Mrs. Olive Cheer. Now, Mr. Cheer took he took some of the films that are on A Brave Vision, and he took the bit in Gessens Court, because I can remember him coming round and taking it, and we saw him taking pictures of Gessens Court, so we said, shall we move? And he said, oh no, you stay where you are. And so he took us briefly. Well, there was the Literary Society, to which it was founded about 55 years ago, I think it was, and it met, first of all, when the library was in Gessens Road, it met there, and then it's always met in the library. And it still meets on a Monday evening, and it's been very well supported by the local library. They always get the books ahead of time for us from all the different branches in the county, and what we're doing, and it's still going strong. It's had to change its time to suit in with library hours, and at the moment it meets from 6 to about 7:45 in the Dorothy Hess room. We did meet at one time in the library staff room, but that was after hours when the library was closed. But for security's sake nowadays, you've got to meet while the library's open. And next winter it's going to have to be from 5 to 7, because the library's going to close at 7 o'clock.
That's a shame.
But it's a very worthwhile, very interesting society.